The Commonwealth experienced a 5.3% growth in revenue this August over last year. The number is calculated by withholding and sales tax collection figures, which are up from 2009 numbers for the fifth time in 6 months. In addition, total state revenues grew 3.3%, which is ahead of the 2.6% needed to achieve a balanced budget, but under the economic base forecast of 4.2% growth. Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling says that the numbers are encouraging, but cautions that it's still early in the fiscal year.
If we can continue at this pace for the next 3 or 4 months, when the General Assembly meets in January, it's unlikely that any further budget reductions would have to be made. And we may find that we actually have a little more revenue than we had anticipated.
After nearly $11 billion in budget cuts over the past 3 years, the August revenue numbers are the latest in a series of slow but steady positive economic news developments. The Commonwealth closed its previous fiscal year with a $404 million surplus, and Virginia's unemployment rate has come down in recent months from 7.6% to 7%. The Commonwealth will complete its first quarter of the new fiscal year in September. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.